Environmental and tourism groups, along with the organized Village of Cake, went to court today with a lawsuit to extend nationwide roadless area protection to the Tongass National Forest. The lawsuit contends it was illegal to exempt the Tongass from the rule in 2003. Tom Waldo of Earth Justice is one of the attorneys.
We would like the new administration to end the Tongass exemption. We've asked them to do so. We're encouraged by a lot of the things that they're saying. We think they're headed in the right direction, but 6 years is long enough for the uncertainty created by the current temporary rule, and it's time to stop planning new timber sales in roadless areas of the Tongass and adopt a strong permanent protection for those places like the other national forests have.
The Clinton administration barred new road construction on nearly 60 million acres of undeveloped national forest land. The Bush administration then exempted the Tongass 2 years later. One of the plaintiffs in the suit is the boat company, which offers small ship week-long cruises out of Juneau and Sitka during the summertime. Vice President Hunter McIntosh says the boat company wants to protect uncut coves and anchorages for its customers. McIntosh says visitors notice the impacts of logging.
When you're cruising in such a pristine waterway, and all of a sudden all the trees have been cut down and the side of the mountain's been left for nothing, it's really a travesty. And our clients definitely see that and they get it. We don't force it on them. All we have to do is cruise by a clear cut, and the evidence is blaring.
Another plaintiff, the organized Village of Cake, wants to protect customary and traditional hunting, fishing, and gathering areas. So far, the Obama administration is taking a different approach to roadless. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack this year temporarily took over decision-making on roadless projects. That directive has required an additional level of clearance, but has not entirely halted projects in roadless areas. Vilsack approved one roadless sale, Orion North, back in July. But that offering is facing a legal challenge as well. The U.S. Forest Service is not ready to comment on the suit yet. Alaska Forest Association Executive Director Owen Graham says roadless protection would mean the end of the timber industry in Southeast.
But I was just looking at the forest plan. The Forest Service only has only scheduled 2% of the roadless areas for timber harvest over the next 100 years. But that 2% represents 2/3 of our timber supply, you know, so it'd be a wipe out. We already don't have enough timber. If we wipe out 2/3 of it, then we have nothing. And why the environmental groups insist on getting the last 2% is beyond me, but that's what's going on.
Graham says he'd like the industry group to intervene in the lawsuit if possible.